Protester Ton Benny Ton, a resident of Paluch, says oil companies have polluted nearby land with toxic waste water and chemicals. He also accuses the government and oil companies of failing to live up to their commitment to reinvest a portion of oil revenues to improve local infrastructure. According to Ton, 18 local pregnant women died from various health conditions because they could not access proper medical care in Paluch.
The residents are supposed to benefit from the oil being produced in their area. It is their right. Since 1997, it has been over 20 years now, oil is being drilled, but there are no good schools, no clean water, no roads, no hospitals, and nothing good for the residents. The environment is contaminated, causing so many health complications.
Thorn also claims women have given birth to babies with deformities and there are more miscarriages due to polluted land and water from the oil companies. He also says chickens and other farm animals have died in the area due to environmental pollution. South Sudan in Focus was unable to independently verify Thorn's accusations. Residents have been protesting since Monday in hopes of getting the attention of the government and petroleum companies that operate in the area. Thorn says protesters will continue to block the doors of oil companies, block major roads leading in and out of Paluch and the local airstrip until petroleum ministry officials address their demands.
We have closed all oil fields, even the airport is closed. A plane came but left back to Juba. It could not land because our demands have to be answered. There is no way we can strike here, and the government continues to work, and no one wants to come to us. We have asked the Minister of Petroleum, Minister of Labor, Minister of Environment, and the Director of the oil company to come and listen to our demands.
Repeated calls and text messages to the Ministry of Petroleum's Undersecretary, Daniel Awoh, for comment went unanswered. South Sudan's Petroleum Revenue Management Act 2012 establishes a formalized structure for distributing a portion of petroleum revenues to local communities for improving infrastructure. It also sets a high bar for reporting requirements for both the government and oil companies, with the overarching principle of transparency and accountability in management. Thorn says the 3% of revenues allocated for the development of communities in oil-producing areas is insufficient. Oil fields in Paluch and Melut are run by Dar Petroleum Operating Company, or DPOC, a consortium of companies led by China's National Petroleum Corporation, Malaysia's Petronas, South Sudan's Nilepet, Sinopec, and Three Ocean Energy. DPOC engineer Peter Abuluk confirms that protesters have interrupted the company's operations in Paluch. He says the protesters locked the company's employees in their compound since 4 o'clock Monday morning.
The guys are well organized, just burning ties at the main gate of Operation Base Camp. They lock, no one is going outside. So we have been just inside. The problem now is going to work on the site. This is the wells. It's the main problem now because most of the works are done outside.
In Melut, community members issued a statement Tuesday threatening to conduct violent protest if the government and oil companies fail to address their demands, including employment opportunities for local citizens, health care services, and cleaning up environmental pollution caused by oil companies. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.